are listening to Opportunity Detroit. The grand opening of Merrow in the Market took place this month in Eastern Market. Ping Ho, the owner, has joined us in the past to talk about this great meat market, and she's back today with the latest, greatest news. Ping, welcome back into Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks for having me again.
So, Merrow in the Market is open. Tell us all about it. How did the grand opening go?
Yeah, could not be happier that our doors are open. And I think the last time, you know, we spoke, I kind of gave an overview of what Merrow is. And so Merrow in the Market is the culmination of many years of work, but also the expansion of our vision. And, you know, when I started Merrow in 2018 as a little butcher shop and restaurant in Kercheval Street on the east side of Detroit, near in the West Village, that was really about sourcing sustainable meats, working directly with farmers, having a way where people could also buy our meat products and also through, you know, our menu, right? And so it's all about, eat good meat less often if you have to, but support your local regional food ecosystem. So Merrow in the Market is, in a way, a broader expansion of that same vision, right? And we're located in Eastern Market, which is one of the oldest food hubs in the country, even, where processors, vendors, you know, come and sell a lot of, you know, products. So couldn't be more thrilled to be in the market. And similar to Kercheval, we have the West Village, rather. We have a butcher shop, retail shop, and then a restaurant. But the footprint is much larger because my partners and I bought this 14,000 square foot building, which we've been developing since early 2024. And we also have a meat processing facility, so a production facility where we can actually, you know, showcase how we have, you know, the craft of butchery and how we manufacture our products.
This is so interesting. This building was built in 1909 as a one-story building, and then the second floor was added in 1916. What have you had to do to make this building so that it can be this great market and restaurant, Ping?
Well, we really had to work on it from scratch. So we bought it from the family-run Capital Poultry. So they ran a chicken poultry processing outfit on the ground floor. But really, the second floor, yeah, which, as you mentioned, was added in 1916, when we took over the building, it was pretty much a raw space. So we've had to work on developing it kind of ground up and you know, building the different components of our operations, from the meat processing on the ground floor, there are two bars in our space, and then the restaurant on the second floor, and also a little private dining event space in the back, and obviously a lot of office space for the teams. So yeah, we really had to work on it and do it from scratch.
That's amazing. So tell us about the menu. What can we expect when we come to this restaurant?
So one can expect very much also highlighting seasonality, highlighting our meat products that we source from our farmers. The menu direction has been clearly distinct from what we offer in the West Village. So we're in the West Village, we've prided ourselves on being very, you know, chef-driven, tasting menu-driven, little new American, innovative, you know, point of view. Here, when we've been designing the menus, I told my team, okay, we want to be distinct from the West Village. We want to highlight the local seasonal ingredients still, which we also do in the West Village. But the food is, I would describe it as continental American brasserie in an approachable, shareable style. So, you know, things that we come to know, right? Like a good Caesar salad, a good wedge salad, nice, very good roast chicken, different cuts of meat and beef. So for someone who wants a bit more of a steakhouse experience, you can really experience various different cuts. I love our short rib, which is, you know, and I love our 25-day dry age Kansas City steak, the picanha, you know, so again, different cuts, terrace major, you can order that, fries, tallow fries, shareable plates. We have something called the tour of the market. So for, a set price per person, you get really a whole display of different mains and salads and sides We also have walleye on the menu right now. Again, a local, you know, local fish. So definitely, yeah, a little more straightforward than the West Village in terms of menu, you know, the creativity of the menu, but really classics with an elevated twist. And our plan is to launch brunch in about a month's time, sometime in December. And given our location, given the size and the brightness of the dining room and the ambiance, we feel it will be a hit. So we're really excited to be able to launch brunch as well.
So it sounds like if you are a meat lover, you got to check this place out.
Yes, I would say so. And one of our slogans for Marrow in general has always been all appetites welcomed, right? So we definitely do offer not just meat lovers a good selection, but people who like fish, seafood, but yeah, vegetarian friendly as well. So just something for everyone, but really it's all about fresh ingredients, local ingredients. We buy as much as we can from the vendors around in Eastern Market as well. So
you've got Marrow in Detroit's West Village. You've got Marrow Birmingham on Hamilton Row. Is Marrow Birmingham a lot like this, or is that also a little bit different, a little bit different flair?
Well, it's a different flair in terms of the experience we offer.
Sure.
So we call it Marrow on the go is kind of our tagline, right? But it's Marrow powered, same meats. So one who goes to Birmingham can expect to be able to shop for our you know, meat selection, our sausages, our cuts, our bacons, but also stop by for a sandwich, stop by for our burger, our signature Marrow smash burger. But it's really more focused on retail as well as daytime lunch and ready to eat options to go. Yeah, so over there, we're not open for dinner.
And how is business? You're also the owner of the wine bar, The Royce, and co-founder of Mink in Corktown. Are you finding that people are getting back out and visiting all these places and trying new places, Ping?
Yeah, I think Detroit has come quite a long way in, you know, culinarily since I moved here 10 years ago and opened The Royce. That was my first business. I think we've seen so many different offerings and really the growth and development of the food and beverage industry here. I think post-COVID, that's a whole different topic. It almost feels like a whole long, long time ago. I think Detroit has, it's got good energy.
Yes.
We're definitely seeing people wanting to check new spaces out, wanting to check out new businesses, restaurants, pockets of the, you know, neighborhoods. Some of them are, you know, getting more and more vibrant. Yeah, so I'm feeling generally optimistic, cautiously optimistic about, you know, where we're at. Obviously, there are some economic challenges, and you know, in general. But I do think the focus on supporting good food, local sustainable food, and just being authentic, right, in the experiences that we offer, and focused on quality. And community. I mean, those are, I think, long-lasting tenets that hopefully will set us apart and keep us successful for the long run.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Marrow in the Market owner, Ping Ho, congratulations on this latest endeavor. We're going to have to absolutely check it out. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Anne.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Windows on Woodward is ready for the holidays. We'll tell you all about it.